Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Gasoline prices continue to go in the wrong direction. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
Another problem running into the attack on fossil fuels, the airport serving northern Nevada, Reno Tahoe International Airport, faces a shortage of jet fuel that could force cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada Democrat leaders Governor Steve Sisolak, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, and Jackie Rosen put out a press release saying the shortage is unacceptable. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation. And so I think rightfully, we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant. And I think, as they said, and I would tend to agree, that this virus came from the laboratory. whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now all the credible scientific information looks like it was a leak from a laboratory and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry and this is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, but look it. This is what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Home of the free, land of the brave, and we got to go after it, okay? And here to help us out is Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what is going on with the FBI? You were tweeting this weekend, that, the reports are out that 14 of the 16 people involved in the right-wing plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, 12 were FBI agents or informants. And then we hear of a former FBI, DEA agent, and some FBI intermingling there with this gentleman who has been charged now, and he's facing some serious prison time. As a DEA agent. Now, of course, he's been fired, so now he's a former DEA agent. But his attorney said, there's a lot more than meets the eye. And, there's just a lot of cloud of mystery around this three-letter agency that has been questioned for quite a while in terms of, some suspicious level of corruption. What's going on here?
Yeah, so, I'm more familiar with the first story than the second. But as you mentioned, I got on Twitter the other day after reading a BuzzFeed article on this, of all things, and a good Daily Mail article on this. Mm-hmm. But the press is starting to investigate what actually happened during the quote-unquote conservative plot against Governor Whitmer of Michigan. And what they found is there were about 14 people involved. There were 14 people listed in the records of this that were at least threatened with arrest at first. It turns out that there were apparently, I don't know if there's an exact overlap between these groups of people, but there were at least 12 FBI agents or FBI informants that were involved with the plot. So, looking at this from the most basic kind of cynical angle, if you have 15 guys that were sitting around, that were on record talking about, let's get the governor, let's kidnap the governor, 12 of them were FBI informers that were trying to make this happen, that were trying to kind of get some butts in jail, that were trying to make some arrests.
Right.
So you have to wonder, would anything have happened at all without these guys?
Yeah. Is this some form of entrapment?
Probably. I can't imagine it's not. That really is the legal question. So the defense counsel for Bradley something, I believe, please correct if that's wrong, but for the main individual who's actually charged in this case, they very openly said they're going to use an entrapment defense. And this this does make a point that I think conservatives and people in kind of the business center need to be reminded of, which is that you shouldn't trust the government all that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we tend to be more patriotic. There tends to be a lot of support for the military, as there should be, and so on. But, I mean, obviously the actual FBI, the CIA, the NSA, I mean, you know, in the first two cases, going back to COINTELPRO, where they were investigating the civil rights movement, obviously there's a pretty long tradition of investigating the American hard right, like the John Birch Society, the American black left, like the Panthers. In both of those cases,
well, Martin Luther King Jr. They went after. I mean, you know,
they had a wire on a great man for years. Yeah, I mean, they were paying the people in his inner circle like Bayard Rustin. Yeah, I mean, so that's what the FBI does. That's what the CIA does. They're spy agencies. We need that in Russia. Do we need that as much in America? It looks like the focus is going to be conservatives for a while. Maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we talked with an insider from the FBI. He was there during the time of J. Edgar Hoover. And he had some interesting stories, you know, to relate. You know, and of course, the big thing was the secret files, right? He was infamous for his secret files. Well, it seems that the secret files, the dossiers on everybody political, everybody in D.C., anybody going for power, is still alive and well and on steroids.
Well, I would assume so. I mean, to tell a personal story, I was involved with the Occupy movement as a younger guy, and they eventually realized that even when they're right about something, healthcare maybe, that the left really just can't get things together and organized. But I went to dinner recently with a friend of mine who's a field agent for the FBI, and he was jokingly, quote-unquote, talking about how they still had a short file on me. You know, I have no idea whether that's true or not, but I would assume that, yeah, there's federal documentation of everyone at a leadership level in radical movements and conservative movements. But what that means is that those files have to come from somewhere.
Yes.
So in these organizations, I mean, if you're talking about, I mean, just pick one I have no sympathy for whatsoever. If you're talking about the Ku Klux Klan, probably one in every two clowns sitting around in a hood at one of these meetings is a federal informer or a federal agent. The question with this, where this becomes troublesome, is what you've seen in some conservative communities recently, what you saw in Muslim communities after 9/11. It's a problem when the feds start encouraging people to commit crimes so that they can get closer to perhaps an arrest tally or an arrest goal.
Exactly.
Where things would not otherwise have happened that are now occurring because of kind of provocation from these agents, these infiltrators. And it looks like this is what the Whitmer thing was, frankly. It doesn't look like there was an aggressive attempt to actually put, you know, bodies in a vehicle with weapons and send operators to get Whitmer. There was a lot of talk, and of the people talking, you know, two and three or whatever the figure might have been were working for the feds.
Yeah, I mean, well, and the thing is that what it leads you to ask, if them, then who else? I mean, who's in jail right now? And again, see, this compromises the whole justice system. It offers credence to those who say that people are unfairly jailed. I mean, and we know that to some degree. But now when you realize the FBI has been, you know, collusive in all this, you know, this is frustrating. I mean, and the thing is, the tentacles go into this, I believe, this January 6th revolt that is taking place that supposedly, you know, we're going to have some sort of investigation. Well, my vote is that, okay, if we're going to have a special committee and we're going to spend all this money and time, you know, we need to go back to the genesis of this whole thing. And the genesis, I know, is going to drive people nuts, but that's okay because that's still a question. We got to go back to the election because that's what sparked the reaction of January the 6th. And you've got to address that and build it together. I mean, it's like a plane crash when the FAA comes in and looks at a plane crash, they're tearing apart everything. They're rebuilding that plane, you know, from the start, you know, all the way to its impact. And we're not doing this in this case. And part of the reason may be is because when it comes to the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the Capitol Police. She is El Jefecina. And somehow we see a little bit of, you know, CYA here that's going on. And we're only going to take a look-see based on the parameters that she wants to look at, not what the American people need to see. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, whether or not we need to go back and fully audit the election, although I wouldn't object to a bipartisan actual attempt to do that. But I mean, certainly I'd like to see a real commission looking at 1-6. And I think it's, first of all, I'll call it 1-6. I mean,
that's yeah, no, that's fine.
Capital for 3 hours. But I mean, I'd like to see that. I don't think we're going to get a real bipartisan investigation. Of course, we both know that. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, FBI infiltrators playing a role there. I mean, I will say,
I'll tell you what,
we've been saying this for a while.
Yeah, we got to hit pause. Let's bring back, let's bring that more when we get
more to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God's unconditional love is a new concept for many people who've been raised to worship false deities. And we rejoice when we receive feedback from listeners who through the Tide Ministry have come to know the Lord and how God really feels about them. One young woman recently wrote to share how Christ's love has impacted her life through listening to the Tide Gospel Radio broadcast in Kosovo. I live in a culture where women have to fight for everything and where sexual harassment is considered normal, she said. Listening to how God took care of Ruth and Naomi deeply touched my heart. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom and peace to weary hearts. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping listeners in Kosovo and other countries find peace in the Word of God and how you can help, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. Well, to pick up on where we left off, I know we're talking about this FBI collusion, and there seems to be a lot more stories of this. Maybe that's a book to be written down the road. Maybe that's another one that you write if you want to go in that direction, to take a serious look into how many people have been, you know, when you start looking at FBI manipulation and, you know, what they were able to accomplish, you know, maybe to get a promotion, to look good, FBI informants, to get less jail time or do whatever. I mean, this has just been the nature. We know this. It's the nature of our fallen humanity. But the other thing is that we're talking about now with this 1-6, I like this 1-6 special committee investigation that's going to be done. Are we going to really get down to the bottom of it, or is this going to just be another, you know, Benghazi show investigation?
No, this is going to be one of a series of show trials that, I mean, we're going to be engaging in over the next couple of years. I mean, as a very quick point on entrapment, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad to see more people on the right recognizing that this is an issue in law enforcement. And this is an issue fairly broadly, actually. I mean, I have a couple friends that work in television, and someone once described to me the protocols behind shows like To Catch a Predator. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you would literally do is get in contact with people, men you thought might be lonely, and say something like, I'm a high school cheerleader, I'm home alone with a bottle of liquor and an 8-ball of cocaine, would you like to party? And you'd send this outreach message to a large number of guys and scoop up anyone that responds. And you have to wonder what the response rate to that was, 20%, something like this. So entrapment, bringing people in who otherwise would not have committed crimes, is extraordinarily prevalent. And yes, you're right, it now is being used on the right. That's the whole point of this. We're waging a domestic war on terror. I mean, who are the domestic terrorists? You just mean regular Americans, maybe concentrated among Republicans? So in this environment, the quote-unquote 1-6 commission, I mean, obviously that is going to be a partisan body. I would like to see a real investigation of what happened, where all 40,000 hours of footage are released.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where you have, you know, the partisans on both sides, maybe Eric Swalwell going up against Ted Cruz. You have people hauled in to actually give speeches. What's going on with the Capitol Police? Who made the decision not to send in, say, guard troops? I'd like to see all that discussed. I don't think that's what we're going to see. I think what we're going to see is video of, for example, AOC testifying that she's still in therapy because of how terrifying the whole thing was. You're not going to see questions answered like, to be blunt, who killed Ashley Babbitt? I mean, that's right. Not going to be the focus of this.
Well, didn't they discover or at least leaked it out that it was one of the guards for Schumer that did that?
Yeah, I do think if you're active on Reddit or something like that, you know who it was. And if the individual has been correctly identified, I mean, this apparently was a law enforcement officer that had done things like leave a service weapon unattended in a bathroom and so on. So, I mean, I tend to be pro-law enforcement, which I think is an issue for a lot of people on the right and business center when it comes to talking about this. Like, the Capitol Police were, to some extent, the good guys once the actual rioting started. But if we're going to investigate every police shooting case in the papers for 6 months, it's notable that there's one obvious exception here, right? So
yes.
those are not the questions that this is going to answer. We're not going to talk about Ashley Babbitt. We're not going to talk about who deployed the Capitol Police. We're not going to talk about, we both have some fighting training, but very bad leadership decisions that made, like letting, you know, the enemy within your perimeter, things that could have easily prevented what happened. I think instead the focus is going to be, you know, Republicans bad, and this is probably going to be scheduled so that you have stuff coming up within 7 or 8 months of the 2022 election. I mean, that's what I would do if I were in Pelosi's position.
Right. I think you're right. This is a chess move by Nancy Pelosi, and this is why you've got to make sure you take the king and queen off the chessboard as quickly as possible in the form of Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. Because they ask pointed questions, and it makes her feel uncomfortable because they're going to want to do a deep dive and really find out, I mean, why are we doing this? Just like you said, you touched on it. We want to figure out what systems broke down. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? This is on the heels of, you know, what happened after the 9/11 commission, right? That everything had been so fortified, and now here we get a minor test of, what, 10,000 people come to the Capitol. You know, there were a million there, and then we find out that, you know, there was already scuttlebutt, and there was, you know, reverberations down the line amongst Capitol Police, saying, look, at we're seeing that this could be a problem. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people coming here to D.C. And if we look at the numbers, if it was anything like the previous assemblage of people, we're probably talking over 1 million people coming to D.C. here. Should we do anything? And it seems like they said, no, let's just, let's leave it loose. Leave it loose to such a degree that when they got there, I mean, my other question I kept asking is that when you compare the amount of damage that was done to the Capitol on 1-6 versus several months earlier when Black Lives Matter and Antifa was there almost burning down a church and doing all the damage in Lafayette Square and pulling down monuments. That's the other thing. This one FBI DEA agent, he was ultimately cited because he had a picture where he was close to a monument. And I wasn't even aware of this, but on the Capitol grounds, Will, you can't even be close to a monument without, you know, some sort of felonious charge being leveled on you. And and I'm thinking, wait a minute, several months earlier, you got Black Lives Matter, Antifa pulling down statues. So forget about standing close. They were actually destroying property there. And I didn't hear about anybody going to jail or, dealing with anything like this DEA agent is dealing with.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unfortunate they're charging that guy. Yeah, I mean, that's funny, or at least there was the potential of that happening. But this, I think, what you're describing really is the kind of ignored backstory for anything like a 1-6 riots commission. Mm-hmm. I mean, at very least, I think the Republicans in response should press for, certainly when they get a majority, some kind of body investigating the riots that went on for the year before that.
Yes.
This is something that's the problem with fake news is that it becomes fake history, right?
So you're exactly right. Yes.
We're seeing a year when massive riots swept the entire country. I mean, the Chaz people in Seattle set up a city-state, and I believe 7 people were killed in gunfire at its border, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. This was in a neighborhood called Capitol Hill, by the way.
Right.
You know, in Portland, there were 127 consecutive days of attacks on the city's famous historic courthouse. Minneapolis, they burnt down an active police station with the police in it. I mean, so this rioting, either left and right fighting in the streets or left wholly responsible, this went on for a period of 11, 12, 13 months, killed perhaps 40 people, $2 billion in damage. And that's been kind of swept under the rug because to some extent, probably guided by informants, maybe not, but because the people on 1-6 were, frankly, dumb enough to give the other side ammunition and to say, mm-hmm. Well, you do this too. And it seems like that's become not just you guys do this too, but only you guys do this. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the narrative transitioning now. So that in 20 years in a history book, I wouldn't be surprised to read the sentence, in 2017, the USA experienced a horrific riot in Charlottesville. And then in 2021, another horrific riot from the right occurred, with the riots in between minimized or excused or just vanished into history. Because if you don't discuss something where people can read about it, for the next generation, it's like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the middle there, you're going to have to bring in George Floyd, because that's going to give them lots of fodder there, too. So, and he's been elevated to sainthood, as we all know. But, it's disturbing that they've taken over our history. But this is Marxism. I mean, this is what they do. He who controls the historical narrative controls the present and the future. And this is their plan. And they've been doing this, and they've been hard at it, for a long time. And here we actually see it right before us. And it's like we're going, how do we get control of the media again, Will?
Well, I think it might require building alternative institutions. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's the business press kind of in the center that's just saying, no, we're focused on business and we're going to harshly criticize this nonsense on the left, or whether it's the Daily Wire, which is trying to expand into all sorts of media. But this is a great weakness that can't be repeated. Even if you control industry and war and sports until recently, farming, the church, the people that control discourse, is the media, so on, control whether anyone ever hears what your side has to say.
Exactly.
51%
100% of the people have 0% of the content.
Dr. Wilford Riley, thank you, sir.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing in our community. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, the risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very bad situation, because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
At least seven people died in a series of car crashes during a sandstorm in Millard County, Utah on Sunday. About 20 vehicles were involved in the 4:30 p.m. crash on I-15. Millard County is in west central Utah. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey, we're off to a good morning. May this be the best day you've ever had, okay? I mean, why not? Why can't we expect the best day ever on July the 26th, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Adam Angieski is with us from Open the Books. But before we bring Adam on, I do want to say this. I may have given you the wrong attitude in terms of the media. When I asked that question of Dr. Riley, how can we get it back? And when I meant get it back, I mean, let's get the media back in line with its First Amendment right and mandate to be honest about the news. Look, and I understand we all have opinions, and there's places for it. But there also needs to be a place where we get the news straight up. Adam, I got to bring you on here right now because we were talking about, you know, how biased the news has become. And even, you know, we know generally with the legacy media and, you know, those on the left, you know, the reporting of, during the Donald Trump era was so ridiculous. I mean, 90%+ was purposefully negative reporting on the president. I mean, that was by design, and people got to, you know, they understood. And this is why the moniker of fake news, was assigned to them. And they seem to wear it well and proudly for whatever reason at the expense of the American people that were just looking to get the facts. And even Fox News, I mentioned, and I'll let you comment, was that when they analyzed the reporting on Fox News, Actually, it was closer. It was closer to 50-50, but not quite. But it was probably more negative still, like maybe 52 negative for President Trump, 48 positive. But it was definitely closer than 90%. So it wasn't anything like what some people might think that, you know, Fox do or die. Of course, now we know it's even much, I mean, there's clear division even now more so than was previously. But go ahead.
Well, the media allows the administration, the Biden administration, to get away with incredible statements. Like, mm-hmm. you remember in June, just a couple of weeks ago, an administrative spokesperson went on the Sunday morning TV shows and said that Republicans were responsible for defunding the police. So my organization at OpenTheBooks.com, we had a bunch of Freedom of Information Act requests out there. We took a look at who was actually in the big cities, the mayors, defunding their police or not. So we took a look at the 30 most populous cities. Only three are Republican run. We took a look at what the Republican mayors, if they had defunded their police, and lo and behold, they had increased funding for their police. That left 27 big city mayors, 25 of those either already cut funding and defunded their police, or they have big proposals out there to do it in front of their city councils. So then what we did, Bill, is we filed a request to see if those mayors, those Democratic mayors in those 25 large cities, if they had police details paid for by taxpayers, their own personal protection. Here's what we found. In 20 out of those 25, the mayors admitted to personal paid protection, security from the police, mm-hmm. paid for by taxpayers.
I was going to say at the people's expense, right?
These that ran to millions of dollars.
Yes. No.
So in, states, you know, in cities like Chicago, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she quietly cut the headcount of police officers by 400 officers during the pandemic year, the civil unrest of 2020. There was 400 fewer police officers on the street protecting the city, and yet she ramped up her own personal security detail up to 22 officers, and it cost taxpayers $3.4 million last year.
The elitism stinks. I mean, and it's so obvious, and it's on full display. Sadly, more, you know, from Democratic operatives than operatives on the right. I mean, the irresponsibility. But look at, you know, voters need to wise up. They keep voting these people into office, and they've made it real clear. It's all about them. It's not about you. And your vote counts. And so maybe the next time you invest that vote, you invest it into a politician or an official of the court and, or, you know, people that you're hiring, that you do a better job at hiring. Because you see them. I mean, this is really clear in this era of COVID. It has been quite an exposing agent, and for all of us to see clearly, you know, what they're all about, Adam.
Well, and to come back to your point, the media lets the administration get away with these whoppers. So when they go on and say Republicans defunded the police, I mean, that became the talking point of the Democratic Party, and it's just patently false. And
right.
Furthermore, these big city Democratic mayors, they're hypocrites. They're defunding police coverage in the neighborhoods for the people and ramping up their own police protection for themselves.
Right. And the thing that's so pathetic about this, Adam, is now Lori Lightfoot and others say, okay, all right, you know, in New York, we need to get more police out there. Like what? You're going to go to a Costco warehouse where police are just sitting on the shelf, willing to be abused and to have their pensions compromised and all that, and they just can't wait to get back in line to come in and serve their communities? Really? I don't think so. As much as the heart of law enforcement is that they're built to serve, that's in their nature to serve. But like anything, you have to have a fair chance of being successful and being competent and to be given the right tools. Right now, those tools that are so necessary for effective policing have been compromised, Adam.
Well, specifically in New York City, we found that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's got a police detail. His wife has a police detail. His son has a police detail. Up to a couple of years ago, his daughter had a police detail, but she swore it off a couple of years ago. When de Blasio announced that he was running for president of the United States on that ill-fated run, he took his New York City police detail with him around the country and racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars at taxpayer expense.
Yeah, this is so abusive. But look it, we are a government of for by we the people. It's the consent of the governed. And I think, again, people are reevaluating what it means to give their consent. Because look at the government we have right now. I mean, we've got this 1/6 commission that supposedly is trying to find out what happened. And we find out, FBI was involved in maybe prejudicing the whole situation. The numbers of people that actually went into the Capitol, minuscule. I mean, like 500 people roughly actually went into the Capitol. I think that was the number that, it was 800. 800 actually broke inside. About 10,000 people were there on the Capitol campus. And you would think, oh, my gosh, I mean, wait a minute. What was it? 6-8 months ago, we had Lafayette Park, you know, taken over. We had a church almost burnt down. And, you know, to me, that was more of a riot. And Nancy Pelosi and those on the left want us to believe that it was a riot that took place at the Capitol on 1-6. But, you know, they'll do whatever they call it. I won't even say it's their due diligence. But they're going to, come together, spend a lot more of the people's money, wasting our money to come up with a narrative that they can quote and use for campaigning for the midterms.
Well, Bill, I think most people across the country, you know, want just an equal system of justice.
Yes,
so where's
exactly.
The commission, you know, when all of these looters in the cities are getting off, you know, in Portland, where the people that are attacking federal buildings and setting fires, they're released and the prosecutions are dropped. Mm-hmm. Where is a system of equal justice on that? Look, if you're breaking the law, law enforcement, you know, has a moral obligation to enforce the law fairly. So, for instance, like in Portland, Oregon, we took a look at the mayor, you know, how much money they had defunded from their police. It's at least $15 million. They're disbanding gun violence reduction units, transit teams. However, the mayor has a police detail. Mm-hmm. They're protecting him personally, and the city so far, after 10 weeks, refuses to produce the information to our team of auditors at OpenTheBooks.com.
Yeah. And who's getting pulverized in the meantime? It's these communities, these low-income communities, that they're the ones that need police, more so than the mayor, right? Or am I missing something?
Look, these mayors need to answer a simple question. Why is police protection for the people in the neighborhoods, why does that matter less than their own personal police protection? And that's a question they don't want to answer.
I'll tell you, that's it. And we'll go to break and let everybody think on that question that Adam just posed. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More from Adam Angieski and Open the Book.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back. back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I don't know if you caught this, but it's being reported the Biden administration spending $3 million a day to suspend the border wall construction. This is according to a Senate report. And meanwhile, it's estimated over a million migrants have come into the country illegally. How many with COVID? Here we are with this new variant, and we're talking about another mask mandate and this kind of irresponsibility being brought to you by none other than the President of the United States. We're talking with Open the Books, Adam Andrzejewski right now, and his article that's picking up that's already gaining all kinds of resonance is, who deserves a Golden Fleece Award today, Adam?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's published in the Chicago Tribune, and it runs the gamut of all the spending. So many people will remember that are listening to the program, the good Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, William Proxmire. Now, he was around between 1975 and 1988 with the Golden Fleece Award, a real bright hot spotlight on waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the federal government. And for instance, he gave one of his first Golden Fleeces to the Federal Aviation Administration in 1975. In today's dollars, it'd be nearly 300 grand. They did a study of the measurements of 432 airline stewardesses, including the distance from the knee to knee while sitting and measuring the length of their buttocks.
Inquiring people need to know these things, Adam. Come on. 300,000, you know, here, there, what, so what?
Incredible. In 1978, the National Institute of Mental Health, he gave them a fleece. It'd be about 400 grand today in inflation-adjusted dollars. They studied the activities inside a Peruvian brothel, where the researchers said repeated visits were made in the interest of accuracy.
Of course.
Now, look, Bill, all of this should have been a warning to all of us about the excesses and frivolities of the administrative state. However, federal waste now, it's on steroids. It's a target-rich environment for our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com.
You know, that's the deal. When it's other people's money, it just seems to be so easy to spend, and especially when there's no accountability. And so what happens, you know, you point this out, might be a little bit of egg on their face, but, you know, they're so used to getting egg on their face, they just kind of just lick it off and go on and, you know, go another day. But it's up to the voters, Adam. That's what we keep saying. You know, why do you keep reelecting these knuckleheads that come into office wasting your money? I mean, we're looking at, I mean, soon to be $30 trillion in debt in our rearview mirror, the way this government is spending, Adam.
Well, and look, the left right now is running the narrative that government can solve problems. Government can solve your problems. And at OpenTheBooks.com, we find no evidence of that in the data. And I want to submit to you the maybe the best example that's out there right now. So in 2020, you remember, all of us do, the politicians shut down the economy to, quote-unquote, flatten the curve. Mm-hmm. They tossed 44 million Americans out of a job. Well, if government has a role, it's to provide for people who have real needs, to provide for people who have lost their jobs, that are facing real pain. And so Congress threw $860 billion of unemployment insurance to help the 44 million people who had lost their jobs. And, Bill, now we know that up to half of it, $400 billion, was stolen by criminals, con artists, and crime syndicates. It is the largest public fraud in the history of the country. Mm-hmm. Government abject failure. It's institutionalized incompetence. They couldn't even rise to the occasion when we needed them the most.
Unbelievable. And the thing is, again, where's that story? Where's the mainstream media in bringing that to light? They're just quiet. I mean, it's just like, okay, I guess we're just supposed to accept governmental incompetence, right? And this is, you know, when you think about it, Adam, and you add it all, I mean, I got to imagine in your offices, you guys are all putting this, because you are in the deep end of the pool of incompetence here in watching all this stuff, and you're going, how can this happen? And it keeps getting worse because, like you say, when you go back to the days of Proxmire, and now you go 35 years later, and you see the level of incompetence, I mean, you're going, wait a minute, where is this thing going to stop?
Well, and look, the misspending and waste doesn't stop there. So Our richest institutions and wealthiest individuals receive tons of COVID aid. So, you know, what's the most successful musical ever on Broadway? And it's Hamilton. Hamilton applied for $50 million of your money on COVID aid. They've already received $30 million from the United States taxpayer on COVID aid. They're the most successful musical in the history of Broadway.
Well,
The Ivy League colleges have received $170 million of COVID aid. Bill, they've got $150 billion in their endowment. Yeah. They don't need taxpayer help. But
you know,
it gets worse.
Yeah.
It gets worse. PPP, Paycheck Protection Program funding for the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party owns 125 USA domestic companies, many in the defense industry. Those companies reaped over $400 million worth of PPP money. That money was supposed to go to mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street. It was scooped up by the Chinese Communist Party.
And they must sit there and just laugh and go, these people are stupid.
Exactly.
You know? And meanwhile, we have real Americans, small business, the backbone of our economic industries, and they're being compromised and they're being stressed out and left out. This is so, but hey, look it. We knew this was going to happen. You and I talked about it months ago when the Democrats came in and Nancy Pelosi opened up the vault in the Treasury. The carpet bags were going to come in, and whether they're from China, Iran, Russia, hey, they're taking full-blown advantage. And the leadership right now, Joe Biden's administration, I mean, I said this early on, and as much as respect as you can have for the president of the United States, of the office anyway, you know, he is the Peter Principle personified. He has risen to his highest level of incompetence. And regardless of how you want to argue how he got there, he is there and he's costing all of us an incredible amount of money and jobs and future and education and our kids. They're all under compromise, not to mention this free republic.
Well, and Bill, I'm from Illinois. It is the Super Bowl of corruption. And we've said for years, as Illinois has careened toward bankruptcy, states go bankrupt because of Republicans and Democrats acting in concert. And I'll submit to you the same thing on a national basis. Mm-hmm. Look, we just identified 23 newly elected Republicans. They ran as outsiders in November. They were elected as fiscal conservatives. It took Nancy Pelosi less than 4.5 months to take these Republican outsiders, these newly elected freshmen in Congress, and turn them into bona fide Washington, D.C. insiders. I want to explain. These 23 freshmen on the secret Republican vote voted for earmarks to join Nancy Pelosi's pork parade, to bring back earmarks. They tipped the Republican caucus. She rewarded these 23 freshmen with up to $400 million worth of pet projects earmarks in their district in the infrastructure bill. And so if you think Republicans have your back, you know, there's an old guard Republican leadership. They don't have your back. And now you got 23 freshmen we just elected that don't have your back either.
This is amazing. For all that we went through and the idea of quid pro quo, Nancy Pelosi is the queen of quid pro quo, right? I mean, and this is a perfect example of quid pro quo and how it works against we the people.
That's right. And it's you can Google this, pick up my Forbes article. We name all three Republican freshmen. I mean, you've got a newly elected congressman from Kansas that she greenlit 11 earmarks for him for $20 million. As a part of that, taxpayers are going to be paying $3 million for new buses in Topeka.
Wow. Do we get a free ride on those buses, by the way? I mean, they're using our money. Do we go down there?
I don't think so. I think they're going to charge. Bill, they'll probably charge you triple.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because somehow they're going to convince you they have to pay for it, right?
Exactly. So that's what's going on. And at OpenTheBooks.com, those are the kind of stories we unearth. And I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats. If they're lying or cheating or stealing, we're going to expose it all.
Well, you know, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, the most frightening words you hear from any bureaucrat is, "I'm here from the government," as Ronald Reagan said, "and I'm here to help." Since when? I mean, you know, right? And now we're under some illusion that something has changed in the midst of this COVID era and all this hypocrisy. I mean... It's a wonder that our country has not become just totally unhinged. As you reported in this recent article, you got the Pentagon to admit to paying $1,200 for a single cup of coffee. Who puts their credit card and then out for that, you know, and then admits it? And I guess we're just supposed to accept that kind of thing, right?
You know, Cornell University took $1 million on a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. Turns out it's the nostril, Bill. Who knew?
My goodness. I mean, hey, if it comes up in some sort of trivia game, at least maybe that $1 million will come of good use. But I mean, I'm glad they found that out because I don't know about you, but it was keeping me up at night.
NASA, $1 million to prepare the nation's religions for the discovery of extraterrestrial life. It goes on and on. They're wasting our money.
I'll tell you, we got to stop because it's already, I know you've had too much pain this morning, and this will get you, it'll take you back for another cup of coffee. Why not? Adam Angieski from Open the Books. Adam, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a